Okay, we continue in Sefer Hosea, Perek Yud Beis, as we continue the ups and the downs of Hashem's Tochacha, talking to us about how we have to do tshuva while remembering the good times, as in Zacharti Lachesed Urayach type of psukim. So we continue now back to after the previous Perek spoke about the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered, and again the Tochacha. So here we get, start off with Tochacha again, sprinkled with a couple of psukim. This is the Haftorah for Vayetzi for Sfaradim. Towards the end of the Perek, we start off the Haftorah for Vayetzi for Ashkenazim towards the end of the Perek, as we will talk about. So the Perek starts off, Sivavuni Bekachash Ephraim, Ubemirma Beis Yisrael. You have surrounded me with falsehood, Ephraim. Again, who's from Ephraim? Yeravam, the northern kingdom. Ubemirma Beis Yisrael, and falsehood. The Yehuda Od Rod Im El, Vim Kedoshim Ne'eman. But Yehuda, at this point, Yehuda, Malchi Yehuda, Binyamin, and Yehuda, Shvatim, still were loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When is this referring to? Machlokas, either the beginning or the end. Either, says the Radak, this is talking about right when the Malchus split, and Yeravam was not good from the start. He was already a Balgaiva from the start and led to Avodah Zarah. While at that time, Rechavam and those Aviyah and those after Rechavam, they still kept with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least at that point. That is the Radak's opinion. The Malbim says maybe it's later on. It's talking about the time of Chizkiyo HaMelech and Yotam, closer to the Churban. But either way, it was at a time that Hashem is contrasting these Ephraim, the Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda. Ephraim roe ruach. Ephraim is roe, shepherd's ruach. So what does that mean? Either roe, Rashi says, is from Lashon of Re'a, to be mitchaber, to be a friend. He's mitchaber to ruach, to wind, to try to worship the wind, the strong wind. Verodev kadim kalayom. They run after the wind all day. The Mesudas David says, maybe it just means that roe, hu mare'es haruach, Ratzon Olam Osek hu b'divrei Hevel. Ruach is the Lashon used sometimes in Chazal for nothingness and falsehood. So whatever they're involved in is like wind. It's like nothing that you could focus on and nothing tangible. Kazav ashod yarbeh, and they're going in the wrong direction. Except instead of doing tshuva, they're just being marbe with sin each and every day. Uvrisim asher yichrosu v'shemin l'mitzrayim yuval. And again, instead, when they have tsaros, instead of turning to me, they're turning to other nations, to Asher and to Mitzrayim. Right? This is exactly what the mitzvahs asay of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas tsara. The opposite of that is what they violated. The Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Tainus, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Lizok Ulahariya Bachatzotzrotz, Alkol Tzara Shetavo Al HaTzibor. It's a Mitzvah Saseh, when there are Tzaras, Rachman Al Islan, Tzaras are part of life. So when there is a Tzara, we have to turn to Hashem, Shenemar Al HaTzara Tzawar Eschem, Varayosem Bachatzotzrotz, Klomar, Kol Dover Sheyetzer Lachem, Kegon Batzores, Videver, Va'arbe, this famine, or plague, or locust, Zaku Aleim Ariyu, cry to me. Hashem is the source of it all. We believe that. Why is it happening? We can't ask why. We're not asking about divine motivation. But we have to recognize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we talk to Him to try to remove it. They'll know, it's because of their actions that Hashem is sending them a message, and that will lead them to tshuva. If they don't, they'll say, things happen like this. It's minhag ha'olam. Vitzarazu nikra nikres, something like that. Arizu darach achzarius. This is brazen. But go remes lam lidavik b'maisei maroim, and not turning to Hashem will cause them to get deeper into their maisei maroim. Vitosef hatzara tzaras acheres, and there'll be more tzaras. And this is what the pasuk says in the Tochacha. V'alachti mi v'keri, v'alachti imachem achames keri. Klomer kishavi aleichem tzara kadesh tashuvu im tomru shu keri osif lachem chamas oso keri. I'll get angry from that, and that's why the reaction that we have to have whenever there is a tzara. And then the Rambam continues with every sofrim lis anos al kol tzara shetov al tzibur midirabanan. We have to fast. There are certain fast days, whether it's for rain, whether it's for famine, v'chulu. This is exactly what the Bnei Yisrael, what we were violating at that time. There was a tzara, and what happened? Brisim asher yichrosu v'shemen l'mitzrayim yuval. They went to Asher, went to Mitzrayim as if this is something natural, and they could get help from their neighbors. V'riv l'Hashem, and now there's a machlokes Rishonim had on this in the next pasuk. So if we continue, as the parak was talking up until now, that the tochacha was only to Ephraim, so Rashi says, V'riv Hashem em Yehuda, Hashem told Yehuda why he was going to be punishing Ephraim. You shouldn't be metameh, that, you know, they're going to be punished, they're going to go into galus. This is why it's going to happen. V'riv Hashem em Yehuda, he told them, V'lifkod al Yaakov kidrachav, and he will be poked on Yaakov, kima alalav yashivlo, everybody will get their just actions. The Radak says, no, this is referring to in the future, that after Ephraim, lo and behold, Rachman al-Itzlan, all the rest of Am Yisrael also continued. And Hashem had a riv with them also. V'lifkod al Yaakov dur kidrachav, and he will pay back Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael. And then Hashem goes back, as we mentioned, he remembers the good old days. He says, I've done so much for you. I've done so much. You sometimes parents say to a child, how can you do this? Think about what I've done. Hashem says, Babete, now we're going back to Yaakov Avinu. Once we mentioned Yaakov in the previous pasuk, so we go back to actual Yaakov. Babete Nakavis Achiv. And that's why this is the Haftorah for these Parshios, according to at least to the Sephardic custom. Babete Nakavis Achiv. In the Beten, already in the womb, he grabbed the heel of his brother, Uba Ono Sara Es Elokim, and he fought with his strength. He fought the Malach. The Radak says these are two amazing, wondrous actions. Right? That Yaakov, usually when you're in utero, it's a pele, but you can't have one twin holding on, going into the breaking through the sac, the amniotic fluid, and getting to the other twin. But he's a pele gadol. Ki ubar bo de babete, he no koach v'yachol es bechad me'evarav. He usually doesn't have the strength to grab. V'av ki yivka hashilya v'yitpos ba'akei v'ubar acher plia gadola. But I did this for you as an oath that Yaakov will be able to gain strength and overpower and grab. Ki besofa hu akev yishlatu b'nei Yaakov b'nei Esav. So that's one pele. And then the other pele, he fought a malach. How could you fight a Malach? The Malach is in a different realm, a different sphere. As the Rambam discusses in Uchaz Yisod HaTorah, the different levels of being. We have this world, we have the world up, which is the constellations, the stars and the moon and the planets, and then we have above that, we have the Malachim. And here, Yaakov Avinu had the strength and the oz to be able to overpower, says the Radak, va'od os acher esilo, lios la'os labanav acharav, ki nasati b'koach le'avikim ha'malach, v'lioso sar kinegdo, ki'ilu haya b'ma'areches achas imo. As if he was on the same playing field. We're talking about a Malach and Yaakov Avinu. They're totally different levels of strata of existence, and yet you were able to overcome. Yaakov was able to overcome. What do you think those niflos were for? They were because there is a special relationship between us. And then Radak continues, V'lo yiplu tachas mikrasman. Right, you're not under sman. As the Gemara says at the end of Masechah Shabbos, second to last off, Ein mazal Yisrael. Ein mazal Yisrael. That's what this pasuk is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that you have special connections. I started off, right, for Zayda, right, Yaakov Avinu. He had a special beginning, and that's what the Gemara says, Kuf Nun Vav in Masechah Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says, Minayin She'ein Mazal Yisrael. And he quotes the Pasuk from Mirmiyo, Komar Hashem al Derech HaGoyim al Tilmadu, Umi Otos HaShemayim al Techasu, Ki Yechazu HaGoyim Mehema, Heim Yechazu, V'lo Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't have to worry. Or he quotes the Pasuk by Avram Avinu, Vayotze Oso Achutza, Amar Avram Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebona Shel Olam, Ben Beisi Yoresh Oti, Amar Lo Lav. No, Hashem says no. Ki masher yitzei mimaecha. No, you're going to have a child. Amar lefanav, Avram says, I know the stars. Ribono shel olam, nistakalti bitztagninus sheli, ve'eni roi laholid ben. I looked into the stars, Avram Avinu says, I looked into the future. Amar leitzei mitztagninus shelcha. Go out, you're not bound by the stars. She'ein mazal Yisrael. Rav says, ein mazal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, my, right, and then he said, then he goes through all the different constellations, and that's the way the Gemara talks about if you're born under Madim, if you're born under this, that's the Gemara of Ein Mazal Yisrael. The Ritva does say at the end of Tainus, maybe there is Mazal in Adar and in Av, but in general, Ein Mazal Yisrael, and that's exactly, says the Radak, what Hosea is telling us here. Look at all the special events that took place at the beginning of Yaakov's life as a Maisa Avo Simon Lambanim. Again, Babet Nagav is Achiv, Uba Ono Sara Es Elokim. There is, let's keep going and then we'll see you later. Vayasar Ela Malach Vayuchal. And this continues the story. Yaakov fought with the Malach Vayuchal. As the Pasuk says, he was able. Bacha Vayishanenlo. The Malach cried to him and finally beseeched him, let me go, Beit El Yim Sa'enu. What does this mean? The Mefarshim explained, the Malach tells Yaakov that you'll find Hashem in Beit El. V'shami daver imanu, and there he will talk. Just let me go. I have to say Shira. Right, we mentioned that some of the Mefarshim talk about that he was Yachol. He was Yachol. It was the Malach was lo nuchalo. Well, Yaakov was Yachol to overpower him. Same thing in the following Parsha, in Parsha's Vayishlach. We have Yaakov Avidu coming, and all the shepherds were sitting around the well, and nothing was being moved, and Yaakov goes and takes Parsha's Vayetze. He takes the previous Parsha. He takes the rock off the well as if it's nothing. But how could he do that? Lo nuchal, they said. Yaakov was a Yachol man. He wanted to do it, and therefore he created his reality. Right, and that's where Rabbi Lam writes in one of his drushes. He was a Yachol man, and that's why here too, Vayuchal, he was Yachol, and Hashem helped him do that. There's so much to talk about. If we would focus on the Malach story, maybe just two ideas. The Gemara in Chulin talks about when Yaakov fought the Malach, what did the Malach look like? What the Malach looked like, I mean, he didn't look like anything. But the Gemara is a Machlokas. Whether he looked like an Amma Aretz, or he looked like a Talmud Chacham. Tzadi Aleph Amad Aleph in Mesechus Chulin. What's that Machlokas about? Many of the Bali Agata get into the action, but some suggest, sometimes the enemy tries to overpower us, and he's clearly the enemy. Amma Aretz, he looks like an enemy, and we have to just fight them. But sometimes there's an enemy that dresses up like a Talmud Chacham, that dresses up like a mitzvah, that dresses up in the name of God, right? We think that this is what you have to do. And sometimes it's an Aveira, like the Chavetz Chaim says in Parshas Bahaloscha, on the Haftar in Bahaloscha. Sometimes the Satan knows he can't get us with an Aveira, so he'll dress up like a mitzvah. And he'll think that in the name of Hashem, this is what has to be done. And really it's terrible. Really it's terrible. We have to make sure what we're doing is a Kiddush Hashem and not Rachman al-Islan, the opposite. The Bar Yosef also, we mentioned it in a Parshas Shira many years ago, where there's a machlokas in the machlokas Tanoim about which leg the Malach hit Yaakov Avinu. Right, machlokas, the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says the right one, and the Chachamim say both. What is the message between the right and the left? So the Bar Yosef again goes through a beautiful piece in Parsha Vayishlach where he says right and left is really the Luchos, a symbol of the first luach and the second luach. The first luach, the right luach, is Ben Adam Lamakom. The second luach is Ben Adam Lachavero. And what does it mean that he hit him with the right one? He saw that he couldn't get Yaakov Avinu. So what did he do? He hit his thigh. The thigh means the children, according to many Mefarshim. So he hit him on the right, meaning he knocked out the Ben Adam Lamakom for many Jews. He left him with the Ben Adam Lachavero. Right, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. The Chum say he knocked both. What do you mean? Is Machlokas and the Metzias? No, the answer is if you don't have your Ben Adam Lamakom, the Ben Adam Chaver by itself is not going to be able to stand, right? Because it's not rooted, it's not anchored in anything. And that's what the language of the Chachamim. He came from behind, Amri Me'achore Asi V'Nanshe Bitshravayu. He dislocated both, Gemara and Chulin Daf Tzadi. And that, what does that mean, he came from behind? Because it looks like only the right one. It looks like only Ben Adam Lamakom, but really, both of them are affected, even the Ben Adam Lachaver. But really, there's a lot, obviously, to listen to the Shiurim in Parshas Vayishlach, but here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave him the power to do that. Do you realize what that means? Vashem Elokei Hatzvakos. Hashem Zichro. The Abarbanel says, Yaakov fought with the Malach, but now you're trying to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're trying to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei Ephraim. Elokei Hatzvakos. Hashem Zichro. It's Hashem. It's not Kedai. V'yata b'elokecha tashuv du tshuva. Chesed u'mishpat shemar. Guard chesed and mishpat v'kaveh elokecha tamid. Hope to Hashem. Hope to Hashem. Yearn to Hashem. Think about the future. It's a fascinating comment of the Sefer Ho'ikarim. Sefer Ho'ikarim, all the way at the end, in Maimer Dalet, Perek Mem Tes, all the way towards the end of the Sefer, the Sefer Ho'ikarim says, in general, one should not worry about the future. It's hard. We're human beings. We like to worry about the future. But it says this 51 prakim, the third to last parak here in the Sefer Ho'ikarim. So he says, whenever we think about the future, about something that's out of our control, it just leads to heartache. Right, we worry. I think we mentioned before the word da'aga, worry. It has an aleph, a gimel, a dalet, and a hey in it. It doesn't have a beis bitachon. Because if we really had proper bitachon, we wouldn't have this worry. But we're human beings. We think. But really, the ideal, says the Sefer Ho'ikarim, is tikva in something that you're not in control of can only lead to heartache. There's only one tikva that is good. That's hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I have full faith that whatever happens in the future is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I hope that Hashem does whatever's supposed to be done, so then that's it. That'll work out. And that's what our pasuk says. Even though the pasuk says in Mishlei, Tochales Mimushacha Machla Lev, a long hope, A drawn-out help will cause heartache. So how could the Hosea say here, "V'kavi elokecha tamid"? The answer is, "Ki atikva l'davar sha'mekave misupak bo'im yagi'im lav." If what I'm hoping for might or might not happen, that causes heartache. Tatrid ha'nefesh lachsho machshavos kedei lasigo. Aval atikva l'davar sha'adam muftach bo sheyavo. But if I hope for something that I know is going to happen, kamo. She'ikave lo raboka, that there's going to be another day tomorrow. Lo yatrid ha'nefesh, aval yisamchena, then I'll be confident. And I'll be fine, because I won't be disappointed. So the goal of life is to reach the level where what we think about the future is, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to happen will happen. And then Memela, whatever happens, is exactly what was supposed to happen, because we have that trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like David HaMelech says, Chizku v'yameis levavchem, be strong in your heart, kol miyachlim l'Hashem. If I'm miyachel, if I'm hoping for Hashem, that is the ultimate, and that's what this pasuk is referring to, says the Sefer Yikarim, Kavei el alkecha tamid. Constantly be kavei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing, now back to rebuke. Kena'an biyado mozne mirma la'ashok ahev. Kena'an here means somebody who acts in deceit. A traitor, biyado mozne mirma, he has in his hand scales that are false, la'ashok ahev. He loves to be oshik, he loves to trick people. Vayomer Ephraim, and Ephraim says, ani achasharti matzas, right, I'm rich. Kochi votsim yadi, I did it. Matzasi only, right? Is there anyone who have, well, this one is a statement. Matzasi only, I have found the power to myself. Kol yigiyai lo yimsu li avon asher chet. There's no sin in all of my doings. What does that mean? He's just, maybe just, redefining what sin is. The Rashi here quotes, an earlier pshat. Rashi quotes a medrash. Rashi says, the word, ono can also mean document, the shtar. Like the word says in Gittin, Kosvin Ono, Afilu B'Shabbos. So Rashi says, Shtar Echad, Shekal Yisrael Avadim Li, Sha'avi Kanyava Osam. Really, says Yeravim Ben Avad, really everything belongs to me anyway. Why? Because my grandfather, great-grandfather, Yosef HaTzadik, he owned everything. Remember Mitzrayim? Everybody was nicked, everybody went to him and says, you know, we want food. He says, okay. What are you going to give me? And they say, well, be your avadim. Hinu l'chal avadim. And the brothers also said that. V'kol mashakana evad kana rabo. V'chol mamonim shali, says Yeravam. So, l'fichach, ein b'ichetim eto kol ha-shalahem, ki heim avadai. And what did it say afterwards? Anochi Hashem alakecha. Gedol ha-ba la-avicha b'mitzrayim, me'iti ha-itza. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all for me. Hinenu l'chol avadim lo shachachta. Anochi Hashem alakecha. Shnevar ha-seres, nevar shachachta. You have a selective memory, Yeravam. Oh, the pasuk that says, oh, you're my avadim, that you remember. What about Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Right, that you don't remember. Avodah Zarah, you don't remember. And even the Rinas Yitzchak talks about five or six halachic problems with this taina of Yeravam. Right, it wasn't that Yosef even accepted it. They offered it, but it doesn't say Yosef accepted it. Number two, Mashakal and Evakan Rabba only works by an Evak Kanani, not by an Evad Ivri. Number three, it doesn't only belong to him, it belongs to all of Yosef's children. Number four, Shevet Yosef was Nisyashu mi Ba'alusam, Bishar Yisrael, V'yesh Ma'ani Ba'avadim. Many different reasons why this halachic mechanism wouldn't work. But anyway, this is the suggestion that Rashi quotes. V'yanochi Hashem Elokecha me'eretz Mitzrayim oda shivcha baldim kimei moed. And I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, I will, going back, I will take you and I will put you in tents, meaning there will come a time where you will come back. V'dibarti al neviim, and again, the Mefarshim talk about tochacha or Tshuva, all different pshatim here in the Abarbanel, the Malbim v'chulu. V'dibarti al neviim banochi chazon or beisi, and I sent so many neviim to give you images and to give you musar. Ubiyad ha-neviim adameh, and in the hand of the neviim, adameh. What is adameh from the word dimyon? I give messages in mishalim and in allegories. The Meshech Chachma says this pasuk is what alludes to one of the psukim that alludes to the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other neviim. Adameh, Hashem is adameh himself to the other neviim. To Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not adameh. It's clearer, like the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah, the differences, Perek Zayin, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. Number one, Shekol Nevi'im Bachalom O Bemare, other Nevi'im see it in a dream or a vision, and Moshe Rabbeinu Ar V'Omeid. Moshe Rabbeinu is awake. Number two, Kol Nevi'im Aide Malach, right, there's an intermediary. Lefichach Ro'an Mashin Ro'an B'Mashal B'Chida, therefore it's Mishalim, right, like our pasuk says, Adameh. Moshe Rabbeinu lo aide malach, shenemar pe el pe, al dabar bo, panim al panim, mutunas Hashem, yabit. That's what the Torah says, "Bamara v'lo b'chitos." Kol neviim yireim and nifhalim misspoke again. They were all scared and shaking, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't. It was kamo ish yidaver re'eyu, and finally the other neviim could not start the conversation. They have to wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to them, but Moshe Rabbeinu could talk to Hashem whenever he wanted. Kol zman sheyachpotz ruach hakodesh lavashto nevuah shorer alav veitzarach lachavin le'etol is damein lo. He doesn't have to prepare because he is always prepared. Mechuvan muzuman va'omeid kemalachei hasharis. Lefichach nesabe b'chol eis. Says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisro, this pasuk alludes to those differences. Those differences. Adameh, the Rambam also writes this in the Hakdama to Mor Nevuchim, but that's what it teaches us about the other Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu. Continuing. Im Gilad Aven Achshav Hayu Bagilgal. If there's a sin in Gilad, Achshav Hayu Bagilgal. It was falsehood. Bagilgal Shvarim Zibechu. In Gilgal, which is where they first came into Eretz Yisrael, and that's such a holy spot, they learned from Gilad, who was on the other side of the Yarden. They gave oxen as sacrifices. Gam mizbachosim kegalim, had so many mizbachos all over the land. And then Pasuk Yud Gimel starts the Haftorah for Vayetzi according to Ashkenazim. Vayivrach Yaakov steharam, vayavod Yisrael beisho beisha shamar. And again, Pashtus, this is remembering the good times. Yaakov, remember, Yaakov went to Aram. Hashem took care of him. He got a wife. Ubisha Shamar, he worked for another wife. Ubenavi Halas, Hashem is Yisrael Mimisraim. And through a Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu took you out. Ubenavi Nishmar, and he guarded you throughout all the years. And yet, Hichas Ephraim Tamurim, Ephraim gave bitterness. V'damav alav yitosh, v'cher pasolo yashav lo Adonav. His disgrace and his embarrassment will be given to him, because that will be Mida Keneged Mida. The Malbim says that maybe not. Maybe this is also an answer that Ephraim is giving. Vayivrach Yaakov Stearam. Ephraim's saying, oh, you want us to be Yashar? You want us to be honest? And what happened when Yaakov ran away? And Yaakov stole the brachas, and Yaakov dealt with Lavan, and he had to deal with them, B'mirma also. So we just got this Yerusha from Yaakov Avinu. Don't blame us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim says it's all part of their taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A number of the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Eibishitz, I saw, and Rav Soloveitchik and Divrei Rav, talks about maybe each of these phrases of Isha refer to the two different wives. Vayavod Yisrael b'Isha, he worked for an Isha, he worked for Rachel. That's who he thought he was working for. He worked for an Isha, and then a b'Isha Shamar, and then another Isha for Leah. Once it was strict, he had to work again, but those the years, those second set of years, weren't Yavim Achadim. Right, the first 7 years were Yavim Achadim, the second set of years were not Yavim Achadim, says the Mefarshim. But again, this is a back and forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to remember, trying to put things into perspective, trying to remind us how the love used to be strong, and he wishes that we could go back to the beginning of our marriage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps reminding us, and it's our job as the Am Yisrael to listen to this Nevuah to remember how much Hashem loves us and how much He wants to strengthen the relationship. Okay, we'll stop here.